We're doing Rav Chalap on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. There's a concept that many years ago, when I had the good fortune of having the Seder by Rabbi Magnus, so he made me aware of this concept. Rav Chalap writes this in the introduction to the Haggadah. And he writes like this: there's a revelation of Hashem on the night of the Seder, which is different than the revelations that happen throughout the year. Gilui Shechina, the revelation is one of Achdut HaNe'elama. So to speak, the singularity of Hashem that's hidden throughout the year. Throughout the year, you could definitely feel like there are many forces at play. On the Seder night, there's a revelation of that. As the Pasuk says, Ve'avarti ve'eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I will pass through Egypt on this night. And in the Haggadah, we point out, it is Hashem and not an angel, Hashem and not a messenger. And this concept of Hashem revealing Himself on the night of Pesach for the Jewish people is a concept which comes back year after year, every Jew according to his level. But there is a revelation, there is an illumination that's there that night. And it's up to a person to see how much they're going to tap into it. So I remember at the Seder, of Magnus wouldn't let me talk about anything that wasn't Torah and connected to the Seder. Anything that was not Torah or not connected to the Seder, he'd say, let's talk tomorrow, let's talk during the Yom Tov. Now we have lights that are shining and we have to try to catch them. Let's tap into the illumination that's available on the night of the Seder. And Rav Magnus added that on the Seder night, a person can attain spiritual heights that he cannot attain the rest of the year. On that night, a person can grow like no other night. It's as though the heavens are open and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to give. How much do you want to take?